开心见到大家。
We're very happy to see you.
咁咧，我叫做 Olive。
My name is Olive.
咁隔篱嗰位系我先生。
And the one beside me is my husband.
咁万一咧，你唔认识我哋，我都要介绍一下。
Just in case you don't know us.
今日咧，我要讲嘅题目咧就系神。
Today's topic is faith or belief.
但系今日当我一踏入呢个房咧，我就望见原来我前后左右都有呢个字啊。
The moment I stepped into the room today, I saw the word believe is written everywhere.
但我相信呢，我相信佢学校要讲嘅信同我今日要讲嘅信呢系两码事。
But I trust the way the school meant the word when they use the word believe is different from the way I use it today.
咁我哋开始之前呢，我哋做一个祈祷。
Before we proceed, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, may your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
赐我哋今日嘅我哋需要嘅力量。
Give us today the bread for tomorrow.
让我哋有力量去遵行你嘅教训。
So that we may have strength to do your teaching.
求你嘅灵充满我哋。
Please fill us with your spirit.
让我哋有力量去饶恕得罪我哋嘅人。
So that we may find strength to forgive those who have offended us.
好让我们能够很清洁地来到你的面前。
So that we may approach you in purity of heart.
求你的圣灵充满我们。
Please fill us with the Holy Spirit.
也都充满这个房间。
Fill also this room.
我们祈求你捆绑撒旦一切的工作。
We pray that you will bind the work of Satan.
让你自己充满这个房间，你得着最高的荣耀。
May you fill this room and may you receive the highest honor.
求你充满你的仆人。
Fill your servants.
不配的仆人。
Your unworthy servants.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
在这一刻你就来到我们的中间。
Come among us at this moment.
听我们的祈祷。
Hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
我想问大家一个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question.
你信神吗？
Do you believe in God?
你对神有信心吗？
Do you have faith in God?
有信心还是没信心？
Have you got faith or not?
如果有的话，你的信心是大还是小？
If you have faith, is your faith big or small?
那这一连串的问题呢，听起上来很简单。
Now these questions may sound simple to you.
但这些问题呢，并不幼稚。
But these questions are no...are by no way childish.
你信神吗？
Do you believe God?
非基督徒要问这个问题。
No, non-Christians should think about this.
基督徒都要问这个问题。
Christians too should think about this.
你做了基督徒越久就越需要问这个问题。
The longer you've been a Christian, the more you should think about this.
你对神有信心吗？
Have you got faith in God?
那信是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by faith?
你一想到信这个字，你想到什么相关的词语呢？
When you think of the word faith or belief, what do you associate with?
想想。
Think about it.
希伯来书十一章十第一节是这样
说。It's written in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1.
信就是坚信，所盼望的事是事实。对还未看见的事终会实现有把握。
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那如果你看一节经文的话，你觉得信是什么意思呢？
When you look at this verse, what do you think belief means?
我等着你们答我。
I'm waiting for a response.
信是什么意思？你就咁看一节经文，不用想太远。
Look at the verse again. What does belief mean?
有哪个很勇敢的
Anyone cares to try a reply?
真实.
What is true?
将来的事情.
Future things.
Oh, 相信将来的事情.
So you believe in the things in the future.
好像都是走歪了.
It's a little bit tangent off.
你想想信, 你信不信? 你信什么? 如果你说我信, 你的意思是什么?
When you say, I believe God, what do you mean by believe?
你信,我信啊, 真实? 我信真实? 信的意思是什么?
So, I say again, what is meant by believe?
我们不要想得那么复杂,你们在教会,即是训练有素。 你只要看一节经文,把握,把握。
Yes, assurance. I was looking for this word, assurance.
把握,是吗? 信就是有把握。
So, if you believe, you should be assured.
这个是最基本的意思。
So, assurance should be the very basic meaning of the word believe.
信就是我们对一些事情有把握。
When you believe something, you are assured about this thing.
那这节圣经呢? 所盼望的事,对所盼望的事有把握。
About the things you hope for, you have assurance.
我相信它是一个真实的事。
And you believe that is true.
但是所盼望的事, 即是未发生的啦。
But the things that you are hoping for are things which have not happened yet.
发生了就不用盼了。
If things have come true, you don't need to hope for it.
跟着下一句, 对未看见的事,未看见的事,即是未实现了。
And the next line, and the things not seen, which means things which have not been realized.
即是未发生,未实现的事, 我相信。
And yet you believe things which have not been realized.
很有把握。
And you have conviction about it.
因为是神应承了的。
All because God has promised so.
对于神所承诺的一切, 我有十足的把握。
About everything that God has promised, I have full assurance.
这个就是信啦。
This is faith.
对神有把握。
You have full assurance in God.
对神的承诺会实现有把握。
You have full assurance in that God will fulfill every promise He has made.
信神会能够救我。
You believe, I believe God can save me.
会救我,
He will save me.
神答应我的一切一定会实现。
Whatever He has promised me, He will do.
这些是信,
this is belief.
的基本意思,
and the basic meaning of it.
两个礼拜前呢, 我就参加大家的祈祷会。
Two Sundays ago, I attended the prayer meeting here.
其实呢, 我们两人呢, 过去土耳其都有两年多了。
And by the way, we have moved to Turkey for more than 2 years.
但是呢, 我们没有离开过教会的群组。
But we have never left the WhatsApp group.
在WhatsApp的群组里面呢, 我时不时就见到大家互相, 请大家去为什么事代祷啦。
And on the WhatsApp group, I often see prayer requests and matters of concern.
经过了一段时间之后, 在Pastor Albert, Pastor Grace 带领之下, 我看得出大家是培养了一种, 彼此纪念代祷的精神。
After some time, under the leadership of Pastor Albert and Pastor Grace, you all have learned to have a common concern.
这个是非常好的。
This is very good.
赞。
And, I give you a like.
大家彼此之间有关爱有支持。
Yeah, we should care for one another.
你想起我, 我又想起你。
I think of you and you think of me.
那两个礼拜前我们一起祷告会。
And 2 Sundays ago, we had a prayer meeting together.
所以我见到大家呢, 哇, 不停地去讲代祷的事项。
So you are mentioning different things of prayer requests.
很自发的。
And very spontaneously so.
啊, 非常感恩。
And I'm very thankful for that.
我又要给个赞。
And I'll give you another like.
但是我们祷告的时候, 我想问一个问题。
But I want to ask you a question. When we pray,
你祷告的时候, 你信不信?
When you pray, do you really believe?
你信神真的会听吗?
Do you really believe that God will answer?
你有把握神在听你说话吗?
Do you have assurance that God is hearing you?
还是呢,我都是希望神听着呢?
Or is it the case that you just express your wish that God will listen to you?
如果只是一种希望的话,那我们的祈祷就只不过是一种表达我们的心愿的。
If it is merely a matter of hoping that God will hear, then your prayer is nothing more than just an expression of desire for your wish.
希伯来书11章6节那里说,
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6,
人如果没信, 就不可能取悦神。
I beg your pardon, this is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
没信就不可能取悦神。
It is impossible to please God if without faith.
那就是说神都不会听你的祈祷的。
Which means God will not answer your prayer without faith.
有信心的祈祷和没信心的祈祷, 结果是会很不一样的。
The result is drastically different between prayer with faith and prayer without faith.
有信心地祈祷呢, 你才会有经历。
If you pray with faith, only so will you experience God.
因为圣经是这么说的嘛。
Because the Bible says so.
因为来到神面前的必须相信神存在。
He says, because anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists.
并且信他会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
有信心来到神的面前,相信他,寻求他的话,神会赏赐,神会听你的祈祷。
If we have faith, and believe that he exists, and believe that he rewards you when you seek him earnestly, he will answer you.
今天我想和大家看一个神迹。
Today, I'd like to study a miracle account with you.
在马可福音9章那里记载了一个神迹。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, there is recorded one miracle.
那我就不读了,不过呢,我就讲给你听发生什么事。
And to save time, I will not read the account.
有一次,耶稣带着三个门徒上山祷告。
And one day, Jesus took three of the disciples and ascended a mountain.
在山上的时候,耶稣就变了形状。
And on the mountain, Jesus' face was transfigured.
那三个门徒就很害怕。
And the disciples were afraid.
主耶稣的面发光。
Because the face of the Lord Jesus shone.
那接着呢, 有以利亚,有摩西,显然跟他们,跟耶稣讲话。
Then they saw Moses and Elijah appear to them.
那接着呢,他们就讲完话就走了。
And then they left.
就剩下耶稣和三个门徒,
leaving Jesus alone with the disciples.
那三个门徒很害怕。
And the disciples were afraid.
那耶稣说,你刚才所见的东西,你不要告诉别人。
And Jesus said, what you have just seen, do not tell others.
接着耶稣就和三个门徒下山。
And then they descended from the mountain.
下山的时候,哇,见到一大群人。
When they were there, they saw a large crowd gathering.
那他说什么事啊,发生什么事?
And he asked, what's happening?
那有一位爸爸走上来就说。
And a father in the crowd came and answered.
他说我的儿子至少就被鬼附。
He said, Lord, my son has been possessed by evil spirit since childhood.
他有时就会叫,又会吐泡沫,又会将自己扔下火,水啊。
Sometimes he will scream, sometimes he would foam at the mouth, and sometimes he will gnash his teeth.
但是我将我的儿子带到你的门徒面前。
I brought your disciples, my son.
但是你的门徒不能赶走这个鬼。
I asked the disciples to drive out the evil spirit, but they could not.
咁于是乎，呢、这个父亲就同耶稣讲。
And then the father said to Jesus,
佢话：老师，如果你能，求求你帮助我们，怜悯我们。
The father said to Jesus in verse 22, But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
咁耶稣就反问：如果你能。
And next, Jesus said in reply, If you can,
对信的人什么都可能。
Everything is possible for one who believes.
咁呢个孩子嘅爸爸就立刻叫咗起嚟，佢话：我信，求你帮助我嘅不信。
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
咁跟住咧，耶稣就斥责嗰只鬼咧，就将佢赶咗出嚟。
And at last, Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and it came out of the boy.
咁呢个孩子就好翻。
And then the boy recovered.
嗱，呢件事咧就系咁。
So this is the account of the miracle.
但我想同大家咧集中去睇下耶稣同呢个爸爸嘅三句嘅对话。
Now I want to focus your attention on Jesus' reply in three sentences.
呢个爸爸话：如果你能，求求你帮助我们，怜悯我们。
First note what the father said. He said, But if you can't do anything, take pity on us and help us.
耶稣反问翻：如果你能，对信的人什么都可能。
If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
对信的人什么都可能。
For those who believe, everything is possible.
即是说信神迹就会发生。
Which means if there is faith, miracle can happen.
问题不是耶稣能不能，是你信不信。
The problem is not whether Jesus can perform miracle. The problem is rather whether you believe.
好多时候人都会说真的有神吗？如果咧俾我睇到一啲神迹咧，我就信啦。
Many people say, if God exists, then show him to me, then I'll believe.
咁我哋好快咧就将责任就推咗喺神身上。
This way, we lay the blame at the door of God.
但系主耶稣一语中的嘅。
But then Jesus pinpoint what the problem is.
关键唔在于神能唔能。而是你信不信
The problem is not with whether Jesus or whether God can, but rather whether you believe.
我们如果经历不到神的话，是因为我们不信。
If you do not experience God, and that's because we do not believe God.
那这个父亲的反应是什么呢？
So what's the reaction of the father?
他立刻就叫起上来，他说我信啊，求你帮助我不信啊。
At once he exclaimed, he said, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief.
你觉不觉得一句说话很矛盾？
Don't you think this words is very self-contradictory?
又信又不信。
On the one hand, he believes, on the other hand, he has unbelief.
我信求你帮助我的不信。
He says, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief.
咁你到底系信定系唔信呢？
So where are you? Do you believe or not?
咁你会谂，咁如果佢唔信，佢都唔会嚟到耶稣面前啦。
Perhaps you may think, of course he believes. If he doesn't believe, he won't come and seek help.
咁但系真系好矛盾喎，又信又不信。
But then it is a contradiction. He does come to ask for help, yet he has unbelief.
又信又不信，到底是一个咩嘅状况嚟噶？
What kind of picture? What condition is this? Believe and yet unbelief.
你话系咩个状况？
What do you think?
信心不足。好，阿 Elizabeth 咧就话， 佢相信耶稣能够做到，但系佢唔相信自己。天使，佢冇信心。In himself to do what?
佢对主耶稣入到，佢唔相信自己，
唔相信自己乜嘢？佢唔相信耶啊 ，John。
Mixture of belief, a mixture of faith and unbelief.
阿 John 咧就话系一个混合物。即是呢又信又有不信。
So the way Elizabeth understands the contradiction is that on the one hand, he does believe in Jesus' ability to heal, yet he doesn't have faith in himself. But John looks at it differently. John thinks this man has a mixture of faith and belief and unbelief.
一个混合啊，又有信又有不信。咁即是信啲，我哋广东话就系咁啊。信啲唔信啲，系咪咁啊
？So perhaps it is what we would say. You believe in one part, and yet you don't believe in some other part.
但系信啲唔信啲，咁又算唔算系信呢
？But then, if a person believe in one part and doesn't believe another part, does he really believe？
因为我哋一早就讲咗啦，信嘅基本嘅意思系咁啊。
Because we made it clear from the onset, true faith is assurance and conviction.
咁如果你信啲唔信啲嘅话，你能唔能够话你好有把握呢
？Now, if you believe only in part, not in full, do you really believe?
咁信啲嘅话，又点谈得上系信呢
？If you only believe in a part, how can you claim that you truly believe?
咁头先我亦都有听到有另一位声音咧话啊，又信又不信。这个呢就是信心不足。
In fact, before Elizabeth and John voiced their viewpoint, I heard actually another view. That is, the fact that there is a contradiction is because the person, is lack of faith.
嗱，你讲信心不足咧，你一定系睇得好多圣经嘅。
Now, the fact that you reply in this way, I trust because you have read the Bible a lot.
在和合本的翻译本里面呢它的确是这样翻译信不足。
Because in the Chinese Union translation of the Bible, it does say a lack of faith.
而新译本呢就将它呢翻译成信心不够。
And the Chinese, New Chinese translation of the Bible,renders it as my faith is inadequate.
咁信不足同信心不够咧，都系一样嘅啫。
Now to say that you have a lack of faith, or to say your faith is inadequate, means the same thing.
咁好多英文嘅译本咧，都系一样咁样将佢翻译成信心不足嘅。
Actually, not a few English translations of the Bible also render it as a lack of faith.
咁但系大家而家睇紧嘅咧，不信咧。是梁家亨译本嗰度。
But then, if you're reading the Chinese translation on the screen, you're reading Pastor Joe's new translation, unbelief.
信不足或者信心不够呢，是一个错译嚟嘅。
Now, to make it read lack of faith or the faith is adequate is a mistranslation of the Greek.
原文嘅希腊文呢，是呢一个字。
In the original Greek, the key word here is apistos.
Apistia.
Apistia.
嗱，咁或者阿 Mihai 就识呢个字啦，系嘛
？The Mihai would know this Greek word, I suppose.
啊，当呢个字前边摆咗一个 A 字咧，红色咗嗰个字咧，即系话不得噶。
When a word in Greek is prefixed with a word a, it means the opposite.
咁其实原文咧系不信。
Now in the original Bible, it says unbelief.
但好多嘅翻译本就中意将佢翻译成信心不足。
But too many translations have made it to read my faith is inadequate.
可能就是因为好像我们刚才讨论这样，有信又不信，即是什么、啊、哦，即是信心不足。
That's why some of you think that the fact that the man does believe and yet he has unbelief is because he has a lack of faith.
所以就将它翻译成信心不足。
And hence, the faith is inadequate.
因为这样呢是合理的，是不是？信心不足。
It makes more sense to understand the Bible this way.
又信又不信，不是很明白是什么。
What else can you explain why he believes and yet he doesn't believe?
那虽然这个爸爸来到找耶稣，
that even though this father comes to seek out Jesus,
其实讲到底他都是不信。
In the final analysis, this man doesn't believe in Jesus.
因为起码他的所谓信是不足以令到他经历到神迹。
Because to say the least, with such a so-called belief in Jesus, he cannot and he would not experience a miracle.
没有神迹是因为不信。
No miracle to be experienced is because he doesn't really believe.
正如很多人，很多基督徒都是一样。
But the situation is similar with many Christians.
我们来就来了，但是其实是不信。
Yes, we have come, and yet we do not really believe.
祈祷做咗啦，其实系不信。
Yes, we pray, and yet we don't really believe.
读经系读咗啦，其实系不信圣经嘅说话。
The Bible, yes, we read, but no, we don't really believe what we read.
因为如果我哋信嘅话，我哋嘅生活，我们的人生会不一样。
Because if we truly believe, our life would be vastly different.
我们说信，很多时候其实都是不信。
When we often say we believe, we actually don't.
圣经有一段是这样
说。And there is a place in the Bible which says,
主耶稣说，你们看看空中的飞鸟，他们不种不收，神都养活他们。
Jesus once said, look at the sparrows in the air. They neither sow nor they reap into barns.
你们所需的一切，所需要的一切，你们的天父是知道的。
The Father in heaven knows all your needs.
所以你们首先要去追求他的统治和他的义，这些一切神自然会供给。
Therefore,seek first God's governance, God's rule, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们相信吗？
Do you believe this?
如果你真的信的话，你又怎会忧虑呢？
If you truly do believe, why are you anxious?
如果你真的信的话，你又怎会只是挂着自己的事呢？
If you truly believe, then why do you onlythink about your own affairs.
有很多时候我们说信，其实是不信。
Oftentimes when we say we believe, actually we don't.
信一点不信一点，就即是不信。
When we believe in a part and yet don't believe in another part, then it means you don't really believe.
你信不信神的存在？
Do you believe in God's existence?
如果你信的话，如果你真的信的话，为什么你不理他？
If you truly believe God exists, why don't you pay attention to him?
为什么你不向他诚心的祈祷？
Why don't you pray to him with all your heart?
如果你相信神是无所不在、无所不知的话，他知道你，看着你。
If you truly believe God is omnipresent and that he knows everything, that he sees you and he is always with you,
如果你知道，如果你相信他是知道你想的一切的话，那你又怎敢去做一些不见得光的事？
If you truly believe God knows what you're thinking, why dare you go and do bad things?
如果你知道，你相信神是知道你的心思的话，你又怎敢去沉醉在一些神不喜悦的思想里面？
If you truly believe God knows what you're thinking, Why do you spend time indulging yourself in thoughts that are not pleasing to God?
如果你真的相信神的旨意是最好的话，你又怎会任性偏行己路呢？
If you truly believe that God's will is the best, why are you always so willful, turning to your own way?
到处去碰壁，到处去闯祸，跟住直至到焦头烂额嘅时候咧，先至肯去顺服。
Looking for trouble, going from pillar to post, you would not simply submit to God, not until you have run head against the wall.
如果你知道呢个系明知系神嘅旨意，你唔去做嘅话，咁呢个算唔算系信呢？
If you believe this thing is the will of God, why don't you do accordingly?
如果我可以继续讲落去，如果你相信将来会有审判嘅话，神咧系会赏善罚恶噶。
I can go on with more ifs. If you truly believe that God will reward the good and punish the wicked,
你相信。如果你相信啊，神必照各人嘅行事咧，一一报应。
If you really believe God will repay each person according to what they have done,
如果你真系相信嘅话，你又何须去眼红嗰啲恶人呢
？If you really believe, why are you indignant at evildoers?
终日咧就喺度愤愤不平。
Why are you so resentful?
点解你唔可以将呢啲恶人恶事交托？
Why can't you commit the matter, including the evildoers and the evil deeds, to God?
如果你真系相信神嘅承诺，我哋现今系活喺圣经所讲嘅末后嘅日子嘅话呢
？If you truly believe what the Bible says, that we are living in the last days of this age,
如果你真系相信耶稣会再来，并且嗰个日子系越嚟越近。
If you believe that Jesus will return to earth and that day of his coming is coming, is becoming more imminent,
我们传福音的日子就越来越短。
It would mean that the time for us to share the gospel will be limited.
如果你真的相信，你还怎会这么得闲去忧郁呢？
Then why would you have so much time to feel depressed?
时间这么短，神的工作咁多，工人又咁少，你仲有时间忧郁？
The time so pressing, and the workers are so few, and yet you have time to feel depressed?
忧郁症是现代人的病。
Depression is a common sickness of the modern man.
你知唔知道，忧郁啊、焦虑啊呢啲整个情绪病咧，系好浪费时间噶。
Do you know, for those who are depressed and have emotional sickness, they waste a lot of time.
我觉得我九岁已经有忧郁了。
I'm convinced that since I was small, from age 9, I was depressed.
所以我很熟悉忧郁是什么。
So I know what I'm talking about depression.
忧郁的人是可以坐在这里几个钟头，动都不动。
People are depressed can sit there doing nothing for hours in a day.
甚至在那喊。
Even weep.
有很多时候喊什么都不知道，为什么喊不知道。
And often we don't know what we are crying for.
情绪。
Because these are my emotions are at work.
是。你想起一些 很悲惨的东西，看完一个新闻很悲惨的，你可以喊几个钟。
Because our thoughts are melancholic and always negative, we can cry over.
我知道忧郁系。
I understand depression.
我亦知道点样走出。
And I also know how to come out of it.
与其我哋喺度忧郁坐几个钟头发呆啊，不如我哋用嗰几个钟头去到神嘅面前啦。
Instead of wasting time sitting there feeling depressed, why don't we spend time drawing near to God?
我哋唔好再自言自语啦。
Stop talking to yourself.
我们去到神的面前。
Go before God.
就好像一位父亲一样，去找耶稣帮。
Like this father, go seek out Jesus for help.
我们去到拉比神的面前，去找他帮助。
So, in the same way, we should go to
our Heavenly Father Yahweh to ask for help.
这一位父亲呢，他开头去找耶稣呢，是希望耶稣可以医到他的仔。
When the father came, he was hoping that Jesus could help heal his son.
他原本是去求医的。
So he was looking for healing.
但最后去求什么？
But in the end, what did he pray for or what did he ask for?
他说帮助我的不信。
He asked, help me overcome my unbelief.
经耶稣点醒之后，他看到问题所在。
So when Jesus has pinpointed what his problem was, he realized and he asked for help.
问题是自己的不信。
His problem really was his unbelief.
不是耶稣能不能，是自己信不信。
It's not whether Jesus can or can help him or not.
我们看回一节圣经。
Let's revisit Hebrews 11 and verse 6.
人没有信是不可能取悦神，因为来到神面前的必须相信神存在，并且信他会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11 verse 6, And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
如果没有信心来到神的面前是没有果效的。
So, if you approach God without faith, there will be no result.
假如你信神的存在，你又去寻求他的话，圣经应许了，应承了，你必定会得到神的赏赐。
But if you believe God exists, and you also believe he rewards every person who seek him, then your prayer will be answered.
假如你目前的光景的状况，又信又不信的话，我们必须首先要去到神的面前。
Now, if the Bible describes your current situation, namely that you believe, and yet on the other hand, you don't believe, then the Bible offers an answer for you.
就好像一位父亲一样，他正视自己的问题。
Learn from this father. He faced himself, and he faced his problem squarely.
他正视问题，开口承认，并且求帮助。
He faced the fact of his unbelief and then he opened his mouth and asked for help.
我们人呢有一个通病。
We as human beings have one problem.
一觉得有问题呢，第一时间呢就去逃避。
And the moment we realize we are wrong, we've done something wrong, and we want to run away.
正视问题是很痛苦。
Because to face the fact is painful.
所以我们希望逃避一下，没那么痛苦，希望那个问题会自己解决了。
To evade the pain, we escape.
但如果这个问题是出现在你自己身上的呢，那你必须要正视，你不正视，问题永远都不会离开的。
But if the problem is found within yourself, then you must face it squarely.
如果问题是个天气，那你就希望个天气明天好一点，那就没问题了。
And if the problem is the weather, then you can hope tomorrow the weather will be better.
但问题如果是在你自己里面，你必须要正视才会得到解决。
But if your problem lies with yourself, then you must face yourself.
如果我们不去正视，结果就是我们走了很多的弯路，受了很多的苦。
Because if you don't,You simply will be doing many twists and turns.
就好像我们翻译圣经翻译错这样，明明是不信的，是怎么都要讲到是信心不足。
Just like the case I quoted about the Bible mistranslations, we'll end up telling readers that the problem with the father is a lack of faith or the faith being inadequate.
我信心不足啫，跟着我就找很多理由啦。今日天气不好啊，黑蒙蒙我就情绪不好啦，不关我事的咁样。
So then you tell yourself, okay, my problem is that I don't have adequate faith. So maybe the next day comes when the weather is better, that I have stronger faith.
人不好想知道自己的真相。
We as humans don't want to know our real situation, do we?
所以我们找了一个藉口自圆其说来到 解釋過去啦。
So we find many ways to justify ourselves.
啊，我唔係不信，我信心不足啫。
No, my problem is not unbelief. It's just that my faith is inadequate.
咁樣嘅話，你個問題永遠都解決唔到。
This way, your problem will always stay with you.
正是我哋自己自身嘅問題，並且好勇敢咁嘅開口去承認。
So face your problem and be brave to admit it.
我哋要去到神嘅面前，向神坦白。
You must go before God and be honest.
就承認自己嘅不信。
I confess, admit of our unbelief.
喺祷告之中，你嚟到神面前就只有你同神两个。
Through prayer, you go and approach God, just between you and Him.
点解唔可以向神坦白呢？
Being between him and you, how, why can't you be honest?
你唔讲佢都知㗎啦。
Because even if you don't say, he knows about you.
但係你唔好再自言自语，你要去到神嘅面前讲俾佢知。
But you must stop talking to yourself and justifying yourself.
自言自语係会令到你痴善嘅，真係。
Because if you keep talking to yourself, you'll get mental illness for that.
我哋不如向神坦白，佢唔会定你死罪嘅。
Rather be honest with God. He will not condemn you.
祂会帮你，祂会救你。
He will help you and save you.
你信不信?
Do you believe?
去求助。这个爸爸，祂开头去求医，但是到最后，祂是求医治祂的不信。
Observe the father. First, he prayed for healing, and then he ended up praying for helping overcome his unbelief.
我信帮助我的不信。
I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief.
我发觉呢，常常有经历的人呢，他们都有一个特点。
I find for those people who often experience the reality of God, and there's one thing common among them.
就是他们很单纯。
That is, they are very simple.
很纯真。
They're very childlike.
单纯不等于头脑简单。
Now, by being simple, I don't mean they are simplistic.
不等于他们没有思想。
It doesn't mean they don't know what to think.
所以单纯呢不是一个贬义。
So, simplicity is not a negative thing.
是讲他们的心很清。
We're talking about the purity of heart, the simplicity of heart.
很谦和，很微善。
Very humble, meek, and very, lowly.
圣经这样说，他就这样信，他们不会太复杂。
Since this is what the Bible says, this is what how I would believe. People like this are not complicated.
如果你失去了信心，你就要重拾你起初的信心。
If you have lost your faith, then you should pick it up again.
信就会有经历。
Because when you believe, you will experience.
咁喺去年十月底嘅时候呢，我哋两人仲喺土耳其啦。
In October last year, we were in our home in Turkey.
咁十月底呢，我就要做一个牙科手术。
And at the end of October, I was due for a dental surgery.
因为呢，我个智慧齿冇出到嚟，咁佢就长咗个囊。
Because one of my wisdom teeth couldn't surface, it became an impacted tooth.
咁牙医就话呢个你个病情唔轻噶啦，要尽早做手术。
And the dental surgeon told me that your condition is serious.
咁好不容易呢就排到十月底啦。
So, it was scheduled for me to go through surgery at the end of October.
但係我手术一个礼拜前呢，咁牧师呢就中咗新冠。
But 7 days before the date of my surgery, the Pastor Joe contracted COVID-19.
咁如果我都受感染嘅话呢，咁好可能我嘅手术呢就要延期啦。
So I thought to myself, if I also got COVID from Joe, then my surgery would probably have to be postponed.
咁但医生话 病情唔轻啊嘛，就唔适合拖延。咁我梗系唔希望拖延啦。
But the doctor advised me not to postpone the surgery because the situation is serious.
咁医生都好忙嘅，如果一拖嘅时候又唔知拖到几时。
Because dental surgeons are always busy. If we postpone the surgery, you will have to wait for a long time.
但系咧，虽然我哋咁近下接触，但系我竟然冇受到感。
But even though we are husband and wife under the same roof, amazingly, I did not get COVID from him.
我就好相信呢个系神保护咗我。
Now, I truly believe that it was God who safeguarded us.
你信唔信？
Do you believe?
有人点头啊。
Some of you nodded.
在这件事上面，我的信心很单纯。
In this matter, my faith and trust was simple.
都不是因为我头脑简单，不懂想嘢，不懂分析。
Not because I'm simple-minded and don't know what to think.
我分析了很多。
I have analyzed and weighed the matter.
第一，通常病那个是我来的，不是牧师。
I thought to myself, usually, between the two of us, the one who falls sick first would be myself, not Pastor Joe.
咁喺牧师中招咧，我哋叫话牧师中咗招之后咧，嗰日其实嗰一个星期咧，我系唔系好舒服嘅，即系话我抵抗力唔系咁强。
So the 7 days since Pastor Joe contracted COVID, I actually felt somewhat not 100%.
咁第二咧，咁你话哦，系咪因为你打咗新冠疫苗啊？咁样咪冇事咯？咁。
And then you might think to yourself, maybe you didn't contract it because you had a jab.
咁啊，解释到嘅，唔系神迹嚟嘅。
So we can explain this so-called safekeeping, without resorting to a miracle.
啊，咁我又即管又翻查下我嘅上一次中苗嗰个记录啊。
So I looked up the vaccination record on my app.
原来咧，我上一次打疫苗咧，都已经系两年前。
I realized the last time I had a jab was 2 years ago.
咁两年前嘅疫苗咩苗都失效啦，系嘛
？So a jab that was 2 years ago should have lost all its efficacy.
如果你要打感冒嗰啲疫苗咧，每年都要重新打一次啦。
If you're one of those who accept a flu jab every year.Then you have to do it every year.
咁另外第三个原因，我觉得系神迹咧，就系好神奇嘅。
There is a third reason why I'm convinced this is God keeping me safe.
系因为牧师验到 COVID 前嗰一日啊。
Because the day before Pastor Joe contracted COVID,
我就饮咗佢饮过嘅汤。
Because I took his cup by mistake.And I drank from his cup.
其实不是搞错的，不是 by mistake 的，是特登我来喝。
Actually, it wasn't a mistake. I took his cup and drank his soup.
On
purpose. 因为
那天我们出了街吃饭，他叫了一个餸是有个汤，他说你都试一下吧。
Because the day before, we had a dinner outside in the restaurant, and we had some soup, which we didn't finish, so we took it home.
所以基于我分析出来的这三个原因呢，我很相信是神保护了我。
So by my analysis, I do use my brain, you see, I am convinced God safe kept me.
但有很多时候我们知识多了，经验多了，就会用很多常理来到解释。
You know, now that we have more knowledge and we find many ways to explain things away,
有时是解释到的。
Sometimes we can explain things away.
有时是解释不到的。
Sometimes we cannot.
最近有一个姊妹，她跟我分享她的经历。
And recently, a sister in the Lord shared with me an experience.
她说，哎呀，有一天，我突然间，即是无端端突然间腰痛。
So one day, all of a sudden,without knowing why, I felt a pain in my back.
咁佢话佢已经好耐冇咁样痛，咁啊突然间咧，即系痛到系生唔直啊嗰啲咁。
So it's been a long time, she said. She hadn't had such a backache, but this time is really serious.
咁又系冇预兆嘅，系突然发生。
There's no warning, and she could not even straighten herself up.
但系即系佢就谂，因为第二日咧，佢要参加一个丧礼。
But the next day, she planned on attending a funeral.
但系佢好想参加呢个丧。
She wanted to attend the funeral badly.
佢好想去表示关怀同埋慰问。
To show her sympathy and condolences.
但系佢咁样，腰都伸唔到，点去呢
？With such acute pain in the back, how could she go?
于是佢跪低。
That's why she knelt down and prayed.
其实腰痛嘅人，你跪低都好难嘅，呢个系高难度动作嚟嘅。
Mind you.As someone who is suffering from severe back pain, to kneel down is quite a feat.
但佢跪低，好迫切咁去祈祷。
But she knelt down and prayed earnestly.
好纯真，神啊，你医治我啦。
She simply said, "God, heal me."
因为我好想去呢个丧礼，去鼓励呢啲人。
I really want to go.To bring some encouragement to those people.
你话神有冇听你祈祷咧
？Do you think God answered him?
有啲人岌头嘅。
Some of you nodded.
你真系有信心。
Do you believe?
神的确听咗佢祈祷，佢即刻唔同，即刻起咗起身。
God did answer her prayer. At once she stood up.
如果你试过腰痛咧，你就知道系咩一回事。跪低是一个很高难度的动作，起翻身是更高难度的动作。
If you have had acute back pain, then you know how difficult it is to kneel down and then to get back up.
神马上医好了他，他第二天可以去鼓励人，去关怀别人。
God healed her. The next day, she went and attended the funeral.
所以只要你有心去为别人，去为神，只要你有心你有一个单纯的信心，你就会经历神迹。
So long as you have a simple faith, so long as you learn to care for others' needs, God will answer your prayer.
我哋经历神咁少，因为第一我哋好自私，净系谂自己；第二我哋冇信心。
We have next to no experiences of God. Two reasons: one, your faith in God is very little. Another reason is that you care too much about your own matters.
耶稣话：对信嘅人，什么都可能。
Jesus says, "For those who believe, everything is possible."
不信嘅人唔单止自己冇经历，佢仲会去取笑有经历嘅人。
For those who have unbelief, not only they do not experience God, they also make fun of those who do.
佢用常理去解释佢哋嘅经历。
And they use rational reasonings to explain the work of God away.
当然我们所谓纯真的信心呢都不是真的无脑这样的。
I say again, when we have a simple faith, it doesn't mean we have no brain and do not think.
如果有只狮子那你呢守埋去我相信它不会咬我的这样。
So we won't be so foolish. And if we meet a lion, you won't approach a lion.
咁如果咧你受伤咧，就唔好赖我啊吓。
So if you did get injured by approaching a lion, don't come back and put the blame on me.
咁你点解有只狮子你要走埋去啊
？So when you see a lion, why do you approach it?
就相信佢唔会咬你，你为乜要走埋去啊
？Do you believe the lion will not hurt you? Why do you approach a lion?
佢话我想同佢影张相啊嘛。
And the person, well, because I want to take a selfie with a lion.
我相信咧，佢唔会咬我嘅，因为我信神啊嘛。
Because I believe in God, I believe the lion will not bite me.
咁我谂呢一个单纯嘅信心咧，就唔系好对啦。
Now this so-called childlike faith is not right.
神有叫你行埋个狮子嗰度同佢影张相咩
？When has God ever told you to approach a lion to take a selfie?
除非你行埋去。是为了救另外一个人啦、啊、
Unless you approach a lion in order to save another person's life.
所以单纯的信心不等于不想嘢。
So having a simple faith doesn't mean we do not use our brain.
单纯的信心不是爱你好像玩那样的。
Having a simple faith is not a matter to be play around with.
而是我们去为了别人的好处为了神的国度我们为了去认识神我们有一个单纯的信心。
We have a simple faith to God for the sake of the kingdom, for the work of God, and for the well-being of others.
所以一个如果你知道是神的旨意你就存一个单纯的信心去做人。
So if you know something is the will of God, pray to God about it by a simple faith.
对信的人什么都可能。
Because for those who believe, everything is possible.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
我们的天父
Yahweh, our Father in heaven,
求你饶恕我们的不信。
We beg you to forgive our unbelief.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
我们信你。
We believe you.
这个是我们想跟你讲的。
This is what we want to say to you.
我信。
I believe.
听我们的祈祷。
Hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.